Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, the CDC says wear your mask to the gym again or anywhere else you go indoors. The big question now, will the Bay Area listen? What we've seen so far this morning.
Governor Newsom pulling his own kids out of summer camp over masks. How the move could affect him in the recall election.
California's largest wildfire still not slowing down. The concerning new numbers this morning and what crews are facing next.
Plus, the overnight bombshell at the Olympics that a lot of people are talking about this morning. It is Wednesday, July 28th. I'm Ann Makovic.
And I'm Lynn Keyes. Good morning to you. Here comes the warm-up and some power concerns as well. There's a flex alert for everyone starting at 4 today.
Let's get a first check on our weather and traffic this hour with meteorologist Darren Peck in for Mary.
Upper 90s today, guys, for inland valleys, like 97, 98 for those inland valleys of Contra Costa and Alameda County. That's where that will be felt the most. But in the city, look what's going on today. Marine layers at just the right height that it barely makes it up to the tip of the Transamerica Pyramid. And with our camera on top of the Salesforce Tower, an incredibly unique view, we get to see that scene today. I love it when this works out that way. That's such a unique view. All right, it's gray on the deck of the Golden Gate Bridge. That shows you it's a healthy marine layer, but only in the immediate bay. Once you get outside, there's no issues with fog on the road. And the marine layer will burn back to the beaches fairly quick today by late morning, and it'll be sunshine with high clouds today. But it's that 100 for inland locations that is the main story. It's going to be hot today inland. We've got a few days of this. I've got good news in the 70, though. I'll show that to you coming up in a bit. For now, Gianna, how's the drive look?
It's getting busy out there this morning. As we hit that 6 o'clock hour, we typically start to see all that volume on the roadways. And that's what's happening at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. No metering lights officially on just yet, but that backup's certainly starting to build as you work your way westbound out of the East Bay heading into San Francisco. So a few brake lights here. We're starting to see some crowding across the upper deck heading into the city. Elsewhere, if you are working your way in the San Bruno area, just a heads up, there is a closure on San Bruno Avenue due to a structure fire. Both directions shut down between Huntington and the 101 freeway. And speaking of 101 in the South Bay, southbound 101 right around Story Road, there's some activity off to the shoulder. Brake lights anyway northbound as you work your way from that 280-680 connector. And Lynn?
Things are changing fast with the Delta variant. This morning, the CDC is recommending that everyone, vaccinated or not, wear a mask again indoors.
Oh, here we go again. But after weeks of not having to wear one, will the Bay Area listen? KPIX5's Justin Andrews joining us live now from 24-Hour Fitness in Walnut Creek with those people who are very ambitiously getting up at 6 o'clock to work out. What are you seeing from people there, Justin?
Well, we're seeing a lot of people coming to this 24-Hour Fitness this morning. We've been out here for about an hour or so. A lot of people ready to get their workout in, but not a lot of people are wearing masks. I've spotted less than a handful of them going inside wearing masks. Right now, the CDC director calls this science of the Delta variant worrisome. That is why it updated recommendations for everybody, regardless of vaccination status, to wear masks indoors. We looked at the CDC map and noticed four Bay Area counties, San Francisco, Contra Costa, Alameda, and Solano counties, are areas of high transmission. You should see those in red on the map here. Santa Clara, San Mateo, Sonoma, and Napa counties are classified as substantial. You'll notice those in orange. Masking is currently recommended but not required in every Bay Area county except Solano County. The prevalence of the Delta variant and the low vaccine numbers are two factors that went into the CDC's decision.
A virus like the Delta variant, if it leads to more hospitalizations and more deaths, or think back to what we saw in December and January with predominantly the Wuhan strain, well, that's a disaster, and we have to aggressively act on that, which means we have to make changes in the way we live.
Listen to this. When the CDC previously revised its guidance on May 13th for vaccinated people to unmask, Delta only represented 1% of reported infections. Now, according to the CDC, it represents at least 83% of cases. If you have a weakened immune system or you live with someone who does, the CDC recommends you wear a mask. They say it's very important. We are live in Walnut Creek this morning. I'll send it back to you.
So hard to hear those Numbers going up again. All right, Justin, thank you so much.
Yeah, so stressful. New this morning, you are going to have to wear a mask if you go to Vegas or parts of Tahoe starting on Friday. Nevada is going to require them in counties seeing substantial or high transmission of COVID-19, and that includes Clark County and Carson County. Governor Newsom has pulled his kids, meantime, from a local sports summer camp over masks.
Reporter Anna Giles explains why this could be another hit for Newsom as he faces a recall.
Kids and face masks. It's a pandemic issue that sparks passion from parents.
When kids get sick, then the parents have problems. So, yeah, we definitely want to take precautions.
Governor Newsom was targeted after a photo surfaced showing his child at a sports camp indoors and not wearing a face mask. This would be a violation of state policy, fueling backlash from groups like Reopen California Schools, which condemns mask requirements for kids and supports candidates running against the governor in the recall election.
You find campaigns looking underneath the cabinets, underneath the sheets, really trying to dig up anything and everything they possibly can.
Public relations expert Doug Elmet says recall campaigns can get ugly. A spokesperson for Governor Newsom's family told the Associated Press that he and his wife were concerned and unaware that face masks were not being enforced at the camp.
Families of candidates, particularly children, have always been off limits, whether it's on the national stage or the local stage.
Some of the governor's biggest critics agree. Former state representative Doug Osee, who is running against him in the recall election, tweeted, "Governor and Mrs. Newsom deserve privacy in dealing with family matters."
The real intent of a campaign is to drive up the negative view of the opponent.
When it comes to reopening schools, the governor's stance is that kids and adults must mask up while indoors.
It is 6:06, and we just got some new numbers in from Tokyo. 3,177 new coronavirus cases. Taking a live look there right now. This is an all-time high since the pandemic began, topping 3,000 for the first time, of course, as the Olympics are underway. Tokyo now under a fourth state of emergency, the surge driven by that Delta variant. And now, star gymnast Simone Biles says she is not going to defend her Olympic title. She withdrew from tomorrow's all-around competition to focus on her mental well-being. That comes after her decision to remove herself from the team final following one rotation. Jade Carey, who initially didn't qualify, is going to take her place in the all-around. Biles took to social media on Monday and may have seen, saying that she felt the weight of the world on her shoulders. Fire crews have been keeping a close eye on the scene of that fire that was burning along Coyote Creek in North San Jose yesterday, monitoring any flare-ups overnight and making sure they don't get out of control. That fire took off at around 4 yesterday afternoon in the brush of Coyote Creek near Mill River Lane in North San Jose. People who live around there were asked to shelter in place while those flames burned about 50 to 75 acres.
I came home early from work to help her get a little to-go bag.
Just in case.
Just in case.
You just don't know what all them trees and stuff is, man. And that wind shift and you get it, when them embers up there, we got a problem.
Yeah, luckily firefighters kept it under control. The fire never jumped the levee and nobody had to be evacuated.
This morning, Governor Newsom is set to tour some areas damaged by the Tamarack fire, this one south of Lake Tahoe. Crews are making progress. This morning we learned the lightning sparked fire is up to 59% containment. More than 68,000 acres have burned, though. Meanwhile, the Dixie fire, the largest in the state, has now burned more than 200,000 acres across Butte and Plumas counties. Firefighters are battling strong winds and steep terrain in the Feather River Canyon. Authorities say at least 31 structures have been destroyed. The fire is 23% contained.
In San Mateo County this morning, police are searching for several people who stole from a licensed pot farm in Half Moon Bay. It happened yesterday on Frenchman's Creek Road. Officials say those thieves shot at, but luckily missed, a caretaker who lives at the property. Those suspects stole processed marijuana and growing supplies before taking off in several cars.